Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment on Halachos of Mezuzah. We were talking yesterday about, for example, having a mezuzah on one shed, just to address a question that could certainly come up in context. What's the size of an area that requires a mezuzah? So normally in Halacha, the basic definition of a place fit for living in is 4 by 4 amos. An amma is about 1.5 feet. So let's say 6 by 6 feet. That's not so large, but an area that's 6 by 6 feet, if for all other indicators it would be obligated to have a mezuzah, that would be the requisite size in which it would be obligated to have a mezuzah. So that would be relevant, let's say, for a shed. An interesting question that comes up in numerous contexts is, let's say a person, let's say it's not 6 by 6 feet. Let's say it's 10 by 4 feet, so that one of the dimensions is less than 6 feet, but the total area is at more than, in other words, 6 by 6 feet is 36 square feet. If it's 10 by 4 feet, it's 40 square feet. So is that considered an area that would also have a mezuzah requirement, or does each dimension of the length and the width have to be at least 6 feet? And if each one is not 6 feet, then forget it. So we normally say that if it has an area of 36 square feet or larger, it's obligated in mezuzah. Okay, so that's one point. This, by the way, would not only be relevant for sheds. This is a question that sometimes is asked when you talk about a walk-in closet. A walk-in closet. Sorry, most closets do not walk. A walk-in closet. So the standard approach is that if it has a size of larger than 36 square feet, we do put a mezuzah up. Normally, we wouldn't make a bracha on that, but we would put a mezuzah up. Okay, a totally different question. Let's say you have two people who own a property together. Doesn't have to be only in a home. We said in a context of living that there's a lot of ways that one is defined as living. If a person owns an office, it's their office, they live there. They might not sleep there, but they eat there and they sit there and they do a lot of work there. That's obligated in a mezuzah. So if a person owns an office, they should put up a mezuzah. If a person doesn't own the office and they're just someone's employee and there's an area that they're given to work, presumably they do not have to put a mezuzah up there. Let's take it one step further. Let's say you had two Jewish partners and they own an office together. So then really the halacha would be that all the doorways of the office should have a mezuzah. That would seem to be the din. It's not a halacha only in if I own it alone, if I own it exclusively. If Jews own it, I'm obligated to mezuzah. Let's say I'm in business with a non-Jew. So is there an obligation of mezuzah then? So it's a question in halacha, because one could argue that there is a Jewish presence here, so it has to have a mezuzah. One could argue that it's not exclusively Jewish. But one thing is clear, if a person would be concerned that the mezuzahs would not be treated with the appropriate respect, then certainly one would not put up a mezuzah. So practically speaking, if a Jew and non-Jew, let's say, own a business together, normally you wouldn't put mezuzahs up throughout the office. But if there's an area that's specifically designated for the Jew's use, so a Jew and a non-Jew have a business together, and the Jew has a private office within the broader office of the business, it would certainly make sense to put up a mezuzah there. Where there would probably not be an obligation to put one up if someone is merely an employee, if someone is a part owner, it would make sense to specifically put up a mezuzah in that situation. Just to go through a couple of examples where we don't put up mezuzahs, classically, a very famous example is a bathroom. The reason we don't put up a mezuzah in a bathroom is because it's a room that the activities in the room are not respectful to have a mezuzah present there. And then another famous one that doesn't have a mezuzah is a sukkah. Sukkah, we don't put up a mezuzah. Why not? We certainly live there. The idea is, since it's a diras arai, since it's a temporary dwelling, the practice is we don't put up a mezuzah. Of course, we certainly have situations today where a person has a room in their house with a retractable roof, and that has a mezuzah year-round. You certainly wouldn't take off the mezuzah for sukkahs. But if the only construct of this sukkah is for the sake of the holiday of sukkahs, for that week, whatever it is, you don't put up a mezuzah. One more, just in this kind of miscellaneous statements about mezuzah, it's a question, halacha, does a doorway have to have a door in order to be obligated in a mezuzah? when you think about our homes, many of our homes have openings from one room to the next that don't have doors. So it is accepted in halacha that if an opening doesn't have a door, it still would be obligated in mezuzah if it fits the other requirements, which we'll get into later in the series. But the standard practice would be to not make a bracha on an opening absent a door. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.